Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my name. He then said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. Today we celebrate the feast day of Pope Pius X. According to the readings, that he is a very simple pope, but encouraged by that time people to receive the Blessed Sacrament more often. Maybe in the past, people just out of fear or out of respect, they don't receive Holy Communion so often. And Pope Pius X, he encouraged people to receive more often. Thank this Pope that we have a daily communion practice. Another thing of this Pope, I know a priest, was my former spiritual director in the Holy Spirit Seminary. He's Father Gambro. Father Gambro is come from Venice. So this Pope also from that area. When I knew Father Gambro, he had the cancer. He went home that time for holiday and asked the intercession of Pope Pius X. I'm not sure exactly miracle. Father Gambro got his cancer cured. Of course not completely, but much better than before. So this Pope, Holy Pope, we can ask also his intercession. He's a simple man. Today the Gospel also mentioning Peter. Jesus only asked him three times, Do you love me? Because Peter denied Jesus when Jesus was under questioning in the house of the high priest. And Peter denied that he wasn't the disciple of Jesus. He said he never met him, he never saw him. But of course, he knows that he told a lie. But after Jesus resurrected and seeing them again, this time, Jesus only asked Peter three times, Do you love me? Jesus is not forgetful, but he is forgiving. We have this God of love. We think we are called to follow Jesus. First, we believe that all our sins are forgiven through his merits. But secondly, he wants us, each one of us, in our daily life, to be forgiving. He invited us to live the life of Jesus, always forgiving, often forgetting the wrong of the others. And lastly, we have to tell Jesus, like Peter, "Lord, you know that I love you."